and is a kindness and a mercy to you that you do not deserve, and he does not have any obligation to give to you, but because he is so good and so merciful and so kind, he's given them to you anyway.
For more information about our radio ministry, visit concordjc.org.
Welcome to KWOS Open Air Saturday with Hal Dooley on News Radio 950 KWOS and on FM at 104.5.
Good morning and welcome in to Open Air Saturday here on KWOS. Broadcasting live from Cottonstone Gallery in Jim Dyke's place, downtown Jefferson City. Frosty morning this morning. Had to dig out early. A lot of frost on my car. Anyway, if you're going to get out, you got to bundle up because it is cold, even though the sun's out. And if you're headed east, watch the sun because you can't see nothing out there. Anyway, got a good show today, typical of being down at Jim Dyke's place on Cottonstone Gallery. Anybody and everybody shows up, and we have a lot of people on. Boy, I got a whole table full of people today. I got Mike Michelson that just came in. He doesn't have his piano with him, so I don't know what he's going to do, but we'll talk to him a little bit later. Got 5th Ward City Councilman Mark Schreiber's in the house. He's ready to go, even though he's term limited. He's going to be gone in April, but he's ready to rock and roll. And then, of course, Edie Vogel wants back in the game. She's in the 2nd Ward, and she's running again. And,
it's
of course,
getting a little
our whole.
Here, Russy. Do you mind firing up Old Reliable and warm this place up?
Sure, honey. Honey, I think Old Reliable has become unreliable.
Uncomfortable.
Russy, I think it's time to call AirServe.
I agree. They've always been dependable. Their reviews are off the chart, and they have financing.
Is it time to invest in a new heating system that can lower utility bills and won't keep you up at night?
Schedule your appointment with our home comfort designer at AirServe.com today.
Oh, AirServe will put you in your comfort zone.
Hey, listener, welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Make a New Year's resolution that's easy to keep. Help protect your identity and finances with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock detects identity threats you may miss on your own. And if you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS.
If there's a new pole barn, house, or shop in your future, Frontier Metal should be your only stop. Frontier Metal has all the building supplies you'll need. They fabricate metal so you can get the exact pieces you need. The Frontier Metal family was raised in the metal business and will get it right the first time. They even have their own lumber yard.
Hi, I'm Jerry Martin from Frontier Metal. Frontier Metal, your new frontier in building materials off Highway 52 in Versailles and at frontiermetal.biz.
Before the sun comes up and long after it sets, ABC 17 News and Storm Track Weather keep working for you, gathering the information your family needs to take on the day, alerting you to breaking news and health and safety concerns in our area, plus tracking the latest weather conditions to help you plan ahead. It's everything you need to know from the team you trust most. ABC 17 News and Storm Track Weather, where the news comes first.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars, Lose the Weight, Stop Smoking, only $49.99. Seminars Thursday, January 26th, Capitol Plaza Hotel and Convention Center in Jefferson City. Weight loss, 5:30 p.m. Stop Smoking Seminar, 8 p.m. Or Saturday, January 28th, Holiday Inn, Columbia East. Weight loss, 11 a.m., Stop Smoking Seminar, 2 p.m.
Are you saving for a big purchase or just trying to put money away for a rainy day? The National Foundation for Credit Counseling can help. For tips on how to save and reach your financial goals, call the NFCC today at 1-800-388-2227 or visit nfcc.org.
Attention! Corporal Dooley is in the building on KWOS.
Good morning and welcome to Open Air Saturday. And we are not in the house. We are in Jim Dyke's house, and that's Cottonstone Gallery in downtown Jefferson City hosting us today. got a lot of people in the house. Going to talk to a lot of people. Got Mike Michelson with us this morning. Got Fifth Ward City Councilman Mark Schreiber is in the house. Got Edie Vogel, who once again is running for Second Ward, and we're going to have to support her this time.
We're here this morning.
Well, I'm going to get back to saying,
all right,
Edie, you got to watch Edie. I mean, she is very aggressive.
Make sure everybody knows that you are talking to somebody. You're not making our names up. Not making it up.
He can do that too.
And the guy who holds up our Hall of Famer, Kevin Kelly, on sports all the time, Steve Duncan's in the house. And we got a little fundraiser coming on. We're going to talk about a little later. But I want to talk to Mike Michelson. He walked in. He sat down at the table. He's got something to say, and I don't know what that is. But anyway, you're still working hard. Good to see you. Still pushing the piano.
That's Mike playing.
Now we're doing Jingle Bells now.
This is Mike with his family at Christmas playing Jingle Bells. The Facebook video.
Well, I appreciate it. It is January the 21st. Christmas has come and gone. We're into the doldrums of winter in Jefferson City, Missouri. So we don't bring back old memories of Santa Claus being here and he's gone already. So
tell him about the bell.
I don't know anything about the bell.
That's a right here in the front door of the store is one of the actual Christmas bells. It used to hang over Jefferson City, and when
you know,
I was
where,
a little kid,
I need to know where it hung though. Was it in this block or was it the other block?
All three blocks.
I'm talking about that bell.
Oh, that bell.
Now,
well,
if Dyke's got this bell, I want some history on it because it could be a duplicate.
It was right out front here.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Nobody
knows right
the
there.
They're all dead.
Anyway, Mr. Schreiber, Councilman Schreiber, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to have you here.
We remember, but we're not dead.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
Are you doing well?
I am.
And you got your cohort with us, Second Ward.
I have Ms.
Councilman
Edie
to be, yeah. Edie Vogel.
My former prison associate, yeah, Edie. We did time together.
Good morning, Edie. Yeah, well, I don't know how you said that, time together.
Well, you know, time is time.
Well, that's true.
Well,
that's
when
true.
Somebody would get murdered, I'd have to call him,
yep.
You know.
Yep.
And he'd come in and he'd say, you know, we.
Yep, he's dead.
That's what I would say. Yeah. I said, no need to do CPR on him.
He's dead. Well, I'm glad you guys came in this morning to clarify that. That's why people are hanging on the radio listening about that. Yeah. Who do you call if somebody dies in your house right now? You call Edie, and Edie will call Mark.
I'm the best person to tell you you're dead.
And why is that? I mean, you're the Coke lady.
Well, I'm just telling you.
And now you got dead people in your mix.
In a setting, my first day on the job, the guy got murdered in the ice plant. I mean, that's a story to tell from here to ever. I mean, it was just, you know, and so when all that was done and we were done with what we had to do, the place was locked down, couldn't go home. So my mother was still alive and I had to tell her that I couldn't come home because I'm locked down. And she'd heard me talking about all those expressions all week long after my week of orientation. So the first night on the job, the guy is murdered in the ice plant, okay, on the 3-11 shift. And so when I went down to the ice plant, which is the last building before you jump into the Missouri River, right?
Yep.
And for somebody like me, who is not athletic, to get down there was a chore to begin with. And the nurse I went with, she's real tall, and she'd take four steps, and she was wherever she needed to be, okay? And I'm dragging ass behind, okay? And we get there, and there's all these guards that are around, just standing around. And I say to her, I said, well, you know, there's something going on here. And she said, well, we got to answer all emergency calls. So I follow her in there, and there's this guy laying there dead in a doornail, and she starts CPR on him, and blood's everywhere. And I said, that guy's dead. D-E-A-D, what are you trying to do? Well, that's our job. That's what we get paid for. I said, well, you can get paid for it, but I'm not getting paid for it. I'm finding me some big husky guy that I can stand behind because somebody killed him, and they're bound to still be in here. It was a night to remember.
What? Edie, did you call Uncle Bus Dooley at Dooley Funeral Home?
No,
because they had the ambulances in those days to come pick them up and take them to the morgue.
But the best part of it was, if you bear with me just a few minutes to tell you, the best part was when I let my mom know what was going on, she calls the Jefferson City Police Department, okay? And she tells them, she says, this is Rosemary Vogel, and I am the mother of Senator Carl Vogel, and my daughter, Edith Vogel, is a city councilman, and she works at the prison, and she's trapped in there because somebody's been dead. And so she, and she told me this afterward. I said, "Oh, Mom, you shouldn't have done that," you know. And, "Well, I didn't. How were you going to get home? Because you never know those." And I said, "Best thing." And my mom was still sitting up for me when I got home about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man.
Waiting for me to, and she told me that story. So I called the police and told them to go up there and get you out. And of course, the police said, "Miss Vogel, the sheriff's department and the highway patrol take care of all that stuff. JCPD has to stay on the perimeter." But it was a night to remember.
That's a jurisdiction thing. And Mark, you were involved in all of that, working for the sheriff's department and working at MSP.
The sheriff had jurisdiction on all state property back then.
I thought Wyman Basin had jurisdiction over everything back in the day.
State property, the sheriff did. Okay. That's even over the patrol back then, in those days. So, and corrections never had official full-time investigators. I was the first one appointed in 1983. And before that, it was the sheriff, and still they would call the sheriff even today if something occurs.
Yeah, even at JCC.
Yep.
Today, I think they had somebody die not long ago. And so their first phone call ought to be the sheriff's department.
That's
right?
Just a good way to do business, too, whenever you have, you know. Of course, we'd call the medical examiner, which back in those days was Dr. Giffen.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I'd go out and pick him up because we didn't want Doc to have to drive. So we'd go out there on Hazleton, pick him up, and take him wherever we needed to go, and then he was the medical examiner, and then later on Alan Deerhoff, and then after that Carl Deerhoff.
I was going to ask you that. Carl Deerhoff, medical examiner today.
Dr. Exon, we worked. He came mm-hmm. and helped us a lot. So
Doc Giffen came from Chamoy. I remember him. Well.
Chamoy. Yep. Mm-hmm. Ended up on the river somewhere.
Doc Giffen.
Chamoy.
Yeah. That's where Doc Giffen took me down to Chamoy to get my roll top desk that I gave to the prison museum later. That's where he got it. Came from Chamoy.
Now, I've got to say
and
this.
And Dr. McNally at one time was the prison doctor.
Yeah, he was.
He started in
Dr. Maxey was a prison doctor years ago.
Well, let's get Steve Duncan in here. Now, Steve Duncan is from Chamoy, and he's the one talking about Chamoy, and I want people to know who's talking on my Open Air Saturday show, and that's Steve Duncan. So tell us a little bit about Chamoy, Missouri, Steve Duncan.
Well, we're an old river town. I had a great visit with Jim. My mother's side of the family, her maiden name was Stoner. They my grandfather and my uncle had the butcher shop in Chamoy. My grandpa, Ari Duncan, worked on the railroad. He was employed on the section gang there. Yeah, and of course, a lot of people worked on the river. And now it's mostly agriculture, you know, a lot of farmers. But yeah, had a great visit with Jim this morning. The Tays, the Thompsons, the Dykes, they were all from Chamoy. Remember most of his family well.
There's still a lot of people up there. I mean, you and I used to play softball way back when, 30 years ago, and all those
40
guys,
years ago.
40 years ago. Thank you for making us old. But anyway, did they stay, or a lot of people migrating into Jeff City and other places?
Both. I mean, some have stayed. When I was a kid, there was probably 40 or 50 farms in the 8-mile stretch from Chamoy to Marson, mm-hmm. you know, in the river bottom. And now there's probably 4 or 5 corporate farms or big farms, you know, the small, you know, 160-acre farm is no more. You know, everybody farms thousands of acres.
The Ameren power plant was closed, too. That hurt, mm-hmm. hurt the community.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I spent 2 summers. In fact, that paid for my college. I worked there 2 summers when I was in college doing maintenance. It was a great job, one of the best summer jobs I ever had.
And now you're in Jefferson City. You've been here. You're affiliated with Central Bank for a long time. How long have you been with them?
43 years when I retired,
years.
Yeah.
Oh, you're retired now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Know that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
one
secret.
Of the few that actually retires and goes away. Yeah.
Kent Therrell still thinks you're on the payroll.
I wish he did.
Tell him to send a check.
I'll have to ask for my check.
Well, a lot of you guys, I mean, just sort of Bob Roebuck and Chuck
Bob Roebuck
Weber
hired me.
And all those guys, Donnie Perdue, they don't ever retire. They just start, I don't know, they change their financial arrangements with the bank, I guess. But nobody ever goes away. I mean, I bet Bob Roebuck is down the street at the bank this morning on Saturday morning.
And he probably has a coat and tie on.
Yes, he probably has a coat and tie
doesn't,
on.
So. Doesn't Edith own the bank?
Aren't you she's one of the largest shareholders of the bank.
No,
what does it mean to be a shareholder of the bank?
I was lucky enough to inherit stock that was originally started by my great-grandfather, Marshall. He was an incorporator of the bank.
Yeah.
In
1902 or 3
when it was incorporated. So just got lucky to grandmother, they all held on to the stock and
So this is why you bring us, we get free Coke Zeros today.
Yeah.
Because you own the bank.
I don't own the bank. I'm a stockholder in the bank. I don't own the bank.
All right.
Stock, well, yeah, I guess a stockholder does.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
When you think
yeah,
about
you
it. I do enjoy going to the annual board of directors in April, because usually there's only a couple of us girls sitting there. And I remember when my brother was still alive, and he would pop in, and he'd sit next to me, and he'd kick me all during the meeting, because I wanted to ask some questions of Mr. Roebuck about the financial state, you know, report.
Oh, you should have asked those questions.
And my brother would sit there and kick me, and he'd said, you keep your mouth shut, you keep your mouth shut. And I said, well, I'm a stockholder. I think I just want to ask a question, you know. And Mr. Cook was still alive, and he would give the state speech. And, you know, it goes back a long way. Mm-hmm. And I know that the latest administration, I think that they have reinstated some of the portraits of the original board of directors somewhere in the bank. So, I think that's cool to have, you know, the history of my family being here when the bank was formed and being part of the original incorporators.
Did your brother, Carl, Senator Carl, did he ever go sing karaoke with Mike Michelson?
You know, I don't know.
Because that's what I've always heard is called.
His wife did.
Kim, yeah, Kim's got the voice. She does, that's right. Now, I can remember Mike playing at the music room and the library at the Ramada Inn, because I'm of that age where that was my hangout place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
40 years.
Well, I trust me, I'm.
How many songs did you play in those years? Just a little trivia question.
How many?
How many tunes did you bang out?
Oh, probably over 500 back then. Probably now way over 1,000.
Yeah, way over 1,000. Yeah. You just keep banging out. How many you got memorized?
I got them all memorized.
Yeah, it's just. Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible.
Playing down in Branson next week.
Oh, you are?
Friday night at the Chateau down there for Cox Medical Center. Will West.
Playing down with Will West at the Chateau.
Good to know.
For a Christmas party.
A Christmas party. You're still at Bones?
Still at Bones.
Now, I heard the Bones was sold. Is that? Heard anything about that?
I haven't heard that.
Okay. Want to factualize some of the rumors that float around Jefferson City. And there's a lot of them.
I've heard that rumor, but I haven't, okay. haven't heard that.
Hey, Mike is instrumental.
Oh,
hey, wasn't that cool?
You are so cool. You just get up early this morning thinking all this stuff?
I didn't even try. But what they call the third chamber here in town, which I'm fascinated with that. Jefferson City was built specifically to be the capital city, decided before statehood even. And then the capital in St. Charles was just a temporary housing until Daniel Boone's son got the streets laid out here, which is amazing. That's a painting I'm working on, is Daniel Boone's son laying the streets out here, because that's pretty cool. But anyway, so you've got the House Chamber, you've got the Senate Chamber, and then you've got the Third Chamber, which is where Mike Michelson plays music. In the old days, it was the Rathskeller at the Governor Hotel, or maybe it's Bones.
The library.
The old Ramada.
The library.
Library, right.
Right, all of that.
Back early, when I first started, there were literally every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night, there were dozens of legislators. I mean, the governor would come there, lieutenant governor, and you know, the road letting was there. There would you know, the bar exams, but there would always be people in there talking about the legislative issues. And I'm sure there were many bills that were decided in the bar, because it was busy back then with legislators. It's changed a lot now with Green Missouri, because you can't spend any money.
Right, lobbyists can't buy.
Bones is originally was filibusters.
That's correct.
Filibusters, right. Named after the fact that there was all going to be all these filibusters, you know, at the state capitol.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. That takes it way back.
Yeah. We still have legislators, but they have to pay for their own. But
right.
But you know, there's still people that talk issues, and it's interesting. Jim's correct. It's pretty interesting.
Thanks, Jim Dyke. I appreciate that. We're broadcasting live. I want everybody to know, so that we don't get confused, at the Cotton Stone Gallery and Frame Shop. You do framing also.
That's the main thing I do here. Oh, and paint. I paint.
He does paint. There is a lot of talking, too. And that's 116 East High.
That's right. Right at the crosswalk. Right here, the first block east of the Capitol.
All right. Can I get back to Mr. Duncan now? Is that all right? We've been talking about I want to talk about, we're back up and running, aren't we? The Jefferson City Visitors Convention mm-hmm. Bureau Athletic Committee. Yep. And got Hall sitting back there as a wolf. Anyway, we're going to do it again, aren't we?
Yes. Our primary fundraiser in the past has been a dinner, raffle, auction, both silent and live. We sell 200 tickets. We have various drawings for money throughout that. Fried chicken with all the trimmings at the Eagles. And we offer a lot of sports memorabilia items as auction items. It is Thursday, February the 9th. At the Eagles, we are in the process of selling tickets, $50 per couple. That entitles you to two chicken dinners, all the beer and soda that you can drink. The Eagles will have a cash bar, and we have some really, really, really neat items that we'll be offering both on a silent auction and a live auction. The two previous ones, we had Patrick Mahomes autographed helmets.
That went for four figures too, didn't it?
Yeah, it went for the first time around $2,500, the second time around $2,300. This year we have a signed autographed Travis Kelce jersey for those that are into the Chiefs. We have an autographed Albert Pujols framed picture. We have an Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina picture, and then we have another one, all three, Pujols, Wainwright, and Molina. Plus we have other items, yes, all for, you know, either you can bid on it silently, or two or three of those items we'll offer as live auction item because they're such neat items, Hal.
Yeah, when you walk in, of course, you can bid on things that are around the tables and stuff like that.
Yes.
I always like, Chris, when you get in, you get two tickets and $50 for the couple, but you get a number. And we draw the numbers, and we say, that takes us about an hour and a half to get through all of that?
Yeah, probably. And we'll take a break every 25 or 50, you know, just to kind of let people get up and get something to drink or whatever. But yeah, we usually eat from around 6 to 7, start the drawing at 7, and, you know, we're usually done with that by 8 there. Although you can stay all evening if you want, and a lot of people do. It's a very social event, and it's a huge event for us. The proceeds are used to fund, you know, a lot of these special events we bring in, you have to bid. I mean, the city bids on. In fact, we're getting a group together. We still have the contract with Misha for the state track meet. It runs through 2025, but Misha is ready to rebid that. You know, it's very competitive on those bids. The one thing...
We're going to get Craig Hall in here because he's our professional on this.
I would say that.
And how many, Greg, he works for the Jefferson City Visitors
employed.
Convention. He's
employed.
We pay him money. And there's a lot going on. I just want to talk. Give us a little of the background of what's going on with regard to the athletic, which Steve has been part of for a long time. And you guys bring in a lot of events. I know over the Christmas season we bring in the basketball tournaments, and that involves a lot of people. But that committee has what? You got about 25, 30 people
on
around
that committee? Yeah, around 25, 30, and they're all volunteers.
Yes.
Local, different representatives from the community. They do a lot of hard work. They help with fundraisers. We sponsor everything. We do sponsor different events, and I can say over last year we just did the total in sports alone in Jefferson City for the year. It was a $9.5 million economic
that's
impact.
That's a lot of money. That's so good
it's,
money,
it's
too.
It's a lot of money that brings in, and that's going to increase with the different projects that are going around town. So, you know, State Track is a huge one. That brings in right around $3 million by itself for two weekends.
All right, let's get two things in because we'll talk a little bit later on the show. One is working get tickets for the fundraiser.
You can call the Convention and Visitors Bureau or any member of our Athletic Events Committee is selling. But, Craig, you've got the phone number of the CVB office.
We'll get that. And also to volunteer to help on athletic events and being part of the committee, because I don't think there's a static number on that.
No, sir.
You got young people that really want to get involved and help out on a lot of this, and it's a lot of fun, I know.
Oh, it's a good time.
It's a good time.
It's a good time.
They can definitely contact me.
Get a hold of you, Craig Hall.
And the phone number is 573-632-2820, or they can email me at craig@visitjeffersoncity.com.
All right, once again, the date at the Eagles at 6 o'clock.
February the 9th,
yep.
It's a Thursday evening. We used to always be on Friday. We've moved it to Thursday, hoping to avoid some of those Friday evening conflicts. Yeah, $50 a couple. That's two fried chicken dinners. You're entered into the the raffle drawings. Plus, I mean, we do have some really neat sports memorabilia items that would make fantastic gifts.
Yeah, and we only sell 200 tickets. Yeah. So if you want a ticket, let us know, because once they're sold out, that's
absolutely. I know Edie will buy one, and Mark Schreiber will buy one. Mark wants to play at the event.
Mark said he's going to buy like 15, didn't he?
Will West.
I remember him.
Will West sat in with me last night down at Bones.
He did. Did you guys play together? Did he get his guitar?
He did bring his guitar. He was, with the man, the myth, the legend. And actually, Will and I are doing the thing in Branson together.
Are you going to go down there together? Morning, Will.
I went down. I figured we might want to practice once or twice before we go down to Branson. They don't have any musicians down in Branson, so they call us every year to come do their show. And I don't know what we do different, but they like us there, so that's good. Maybe we'll admit to playing a Christmas party in January. Maybe that's what it is.
They wanted us to go down there and do one of those shows where you just do show after show and show. But we said, we're into golf and fishing. We don't have time for that.
That's right.
But you've been staying pretty busy on Missouri Boulevard, haven't you?
Oh, man, we are busy. We do a lot of streaming and a lot of commercial things people probably don't realize. But our business has expanded for shipping guitars all over, everything like that. This is my 20th year plus.
I was just going to ask you that.
It time flies when you're having a good time and hanging out with good people. And anyway.
We're talking to Will West and a bevy of people here in Cotton Stone Gallery in downtown Jefferson City, Jim Dykes. Listening to Open Air Saturday on News Radio KWS, 950 AM and 104.5 FM. And we will return after this brief break.
Here's what's coming up on Wake Up Mid-Missouri.
Hello, I am Brandon along with producer Hannah.
Did you know that chickens lay less eggs in the winter?
I didn't know that. Is that why eggs are so expensive right now?
Probably not.
Eggs are really expensive. How come we're going to cover that on Monday? Is that really worth promoting?
And you cannot tell your which came first chicken joke.
That's Monday.
Wake Up Mid-Missouri. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 104.5 News Radio 950 KWOS. When leaders take you down a crazy road,
what part of the economy here is moving in the right direction?
Sean Hannity is your GPS.
Getting directions to the truth.
Take away that teleprompter. This man is lost.
Hit the Hannity Highway.
Turn hard left.
The hard left. They're the real enemy.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2.
You will arrive at Sean Hannity
on News Radio KWOS.
Here today with Kevin Schwartzer, a mortgage loan officer from Hawthorne Bank. Kevin, lots of people may be thinking about buying a new home or refinancing their current one. Why don't you tell us how you can help with that at Hawthorne Bank?
When buying a house, it's scary. Especially for young people, first-time homebuyers. It's a lengthy process, or it can be. We pride ourselves on customer service and taking that initiative to just be by your side through the whole process from beginning to end and even afterwards.
That was Kevin Schwartzer of Hawthorne Bank. NMLS number 450139. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
It's high school basketball season.
Over to Desmond White. Good look for three. Get it at the buzzer. Good look for three, and he knocks it down.
Join us all season long with Missouri Hall of Famer Kevin Kelly for all the exciting play-by-play of the Jays, the Crusaders, the Falcons, and the Cavaliers.
Deflected away, picked up by Quinn Cushion. Leads the break. Spins off the glass and good. Oh, my.
High school basketball on 104.5 News Radio 950 KWOS and at KWOS.com. It's high school basketball season.
Over to Desmond White. Good look for three. Get at the buzzer. Good look for three, and he knocks it down.
Join us all season long with Missouri Hall of Famer Kevin Kelly for all the exciting play-by-play of the Jays, the Crusaders, the Falcons, and the Cavaliers.
Deflected away. Picked up by Quinn Cushion. Leads the break. Spins off the glass and good. Oh, my.
High school basketball on 104.5 News Radio 950 KWOS and at KWOS.com. Catching you up on all things Jefferson City. It's Hal Dooley on KWOS.
Welcome back to Open Air Saturday on News Radio 950 KWS, broadcasting live from Cotton Stone Gallery and Frame Shop in downtown Jefferson City with our host, Jim Dyke. And we got a bevy of, we got Jim Dyke on my left. We got Mike Michelson with us this morning. We got Fifth Ward City Councilman. What's your name again? Schreiber, isn't it? Mark Schreiber? and Second Ward City Council to be Edie Vogel, my cousin, so I'm going to plug her every chance I get. And then an old stalwart, Will West, who has the guitar. Michelson's got the piano. They're headed to Branson. They won't play for us here in Jeff City, but they'll go to Branson. But the big bucks are around in Branson. So we're a tight community. Can we get you for about $10 some night?
$10 for good cause.
Well, yeah. Okay, we can do that. But tell us, what are the kids getting into music? And, I mean, your business really dictates where we are with regard to that type of thing.
Yeah, I think the kids, I mean, music is the one lifetime thing, you know, that kids can do. They can't play soccer after high school probably, but, you know, Mike's a good example of somebody who's done it for a long time and at a very high level and still continues to be that way. So we have a couple of teachers that we have down. Jerry Johnson, he came with the building when I bought the building. He teaches them, makes them learn how to read music, and so, which a lot of guitar players, they just want to learn five chords and they think they got it, you know, but he does good like that. And our drum teacher's named Jim Ryan. He's written, excuse me, three books for Mel Bay. So, I mean, he's a real pro. Every other Saturday he comes down and does lessons. So they have a streaming of people that come through like that, and that's always good. The kids are still learning classic rock, but I hear classical gas down in the basement sometimes, and you know, every different style from Jerry. There's a couple of kids play banjo. A lot of kids that are homeschooled will come in and do stuff like that. So I think our musical area here, you know, I'm super impressed with the amount of talent. There's a guy from Columbia, originally from Columbia, that's got about four or five songs on the latest Chris Stapleton album. So a lot of talent in this area. Still a lot of icons that are around, you know, blues bands like the Bel Airs and different bands like that. We've got several venues. Bones, you know, has always been a good supporter of live music, and they have a DJ going and everything too. But other places, Twin Bridges now, and it's not smoking down there, which that's good. There's a new place that just opened in Cedar City, and I can't think of the name, but I know some of the guys that come in were playing there last night, and of course Capitol Bluffs and Wynwood Entertainment down there on the industrial. There's a lot of live music that we get coming through, and some pretty good stars and stuff like that. Hambo plays down there every
Thursday.
Yeah,
he's got a great place going down there.
And so they come there to dance too, yeah. You know. So I think that's good. The people that actually know how to dance, you know, around here is pretty impressive. In fact, we're playing for the dance club in Columbia tonight with the Norm Rubling Band.
Oh, super.
So
super.
That's up at CCMO. So we still get a lot of opportunities to play.
Have you ever danced with Edith?
No, I never have.
Please, for goodness sakes.
I'm sure it would be a good experience, though.
There was a day, Edie. You know, it's a day for all of us, really, for that.
We stand out and just
have you ever danced with her, Jim Dyke?
No, it's risky.
You would never want to dance with
me,
trust me.
I'm younger, and I don't know that way of dancing, you know.
In my way, it's bad, because if I ever did dance, the person I danced with would say, quit leading. I'm supposed to do that.
Oh,
and I never,
that's a Vogel trait. Okay, now, you know that. It goes back to Mom, and even prior to that.
I understood, though, my father could dance pretty good,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sure my mom was. But I've been told, that's why I just say, okay, if I can't lead, you know,
I understand.
Why should I dance?
And
so,
we could have a show just on that,
yeah,
talking about our parents back in the day, coming
right.
out of World War II and what they did. And how they had house parties in those days.
I know.
I mean, you didn't have to worry about DWI. You just walk down the street and get drunk and stagger home.
I'm a product of a house party, too.
Yep.
You know, there was Mom and Dad would go to conventions, Coca-Cola conventions, and leave my, I could stay there at the house by myself because Rose and Emily were older,
mm-hmm.
and little Carly, little brother, was there, you know, and he didn't care. And my father would give me beer to say, you're going to stay here, you drink it here, and that's it, okay? And that's what we did.
That was the old days.
It was old days.
Led a good life, right?
Wait, isn't there a story about the Pizza Hut nearby on the boulevard?
That happened in the 70s, okay? 73, probably.
What happened?
Well, my father had passed away in October, and my brother was a freshman at MU, and he was a walk-on football player. So
is
before
this Senator Vogel?
That's right, Senator Vogel. And
a
high school classmate of his, for some reason, those two decided they were going to do streaking, okay? And it was popular, I think, at that time. So my home where we all grew up is on the other end of St. Mary's by Dix Road. St. Mary's Boulevard, Dix Road. The house, my sister lives there now. So, and they were gone. My sisters were married. And Carl was a freshman at MU. And my, like I said, my father got to see my brother play as a walk-on, though, to freshman football at MU. And so that later on that fall, or maybe spring, before, I can't remember the time of the year, but they went streaking. And at that time, William Street didn't have any buildings on it like they do now with the homes for the, you know, there's buildings there, offices. So it was just a couple of big empty lots. So they left my backyard, went down, and Pizza Hut was located. The building is not there anymore. It turned into Johnny's Steakhouse. It was tore down, and I think right now is the chicken place, Popeyes.
Yeah.
Okay, so unbeknownst to me, they did that. And the next thing I know, it's still daylight, you know, early dusk before it got dark. The police are in my driveway, you know, shining spotlights in the, we have a full basement under that house. And I didn't know that Carl and his high school friend, I will not mention his name out of courtesy to him, they were in the basement. And he's screaming at me, "We're down here. Don't tell the cops we're here. We're down here." I said, "What are you doing?" "Well, we just ran through the pizza. We didn't have no clothes on." And I said, "You don't have no clothes on, but for goodness sakes." You know, so the cops, you know, they kind of, so Carl at that time had a St. Bernard dog that I ended up having to watch because he went to school, okay? So I told the cops, I said, "The only people that are here, sir, are myself and the St. Bernard. And I don't think my brother, I haven't seen him. He goes to school up in Columbia, you know, so you had to tell all those lies." But that was a, it was a great story. And he still got elected to the, to the legislature without that really kind of, you know.
Well, it's a great family. Yeah. It's a great family, yeah. Really is. Mark Schreiber, I can't let you get away without talking. You are Mr. Lion, and we can't have you come in without talking about the Hammond Beaner that's coming up. Tell us about that.
Well, we're going to have the Lions Club, I believe it's our 61st year, maybe 62nd year, for the Host Lions Club Hammond Bean, and that will be on Wednesday, February 1st, down at Sullinger Center. Tickets are $10 in advance, same as last year, and we'll give people, they can either dine in after they get their the meal there, but we will not be serving family style, or they can have it delivered, or they can come and pick it up. So we're looking forward to having that, and we hope everybody comes out and enjoys it.
And all you have to do is just pull up in front of Sellinger Center on Broadway Street, and we'll deliver it to you. And the noon lunch will be from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., and then we're back at it at 4 o'clock for supper, and we'll go till 6:30. Or if there's people out there, we're going to be serving, because I doubt if we'll run out.
We won't run out.
No, we haven't run out.
We'll take care of everybody, and we hope everybody comes out. You know, when Edie was talking about the streaker.
well, good lead in. Back, yeah, let's talk about the
back,
streaker and
when Edie was talking about streaking.
That wasn't me.
when I was on the sheriff's department, we had a complaint from over at the Capitol that there were some streakers, an A streaker, and he dumped a bunch of soap, ivory soap flakes in one of the fountains. So they kept pressuring us, you know, they got to stop the streaker. So a fellow named Jerry Wren, who was on the sheriff's auxiliary, Jerry Wren and I were, I was a regular officer. We were sitting down there at the Eagles Club, and we saw this one night. We were sitting down there because he'd been streaking on the Jefferson Plaza there, and so we saw him go by. So we took our car, which was an unmarked car, and we went across, and we got him up behind where it was Crown Drug back in those days. We got him back behind there at the plaza. Well, it was a local guy who's still here. And the funny story about it is the fella later worked for corrections, and he had a pretty good job. And he came in my office one day at corrections, and he said, "I've got to show you something." And he gets in his billfold, and he pulls out this ticket. And this ticket was for the streaking, and my name was on the ticket. And I said, "Yeah, his name was Mike. I'll just go that far." It wasn't Michelson, but anyway, could have been. But anyway, so what had happened that night was when we got him up to the sheriff's office, we got to looking, and we thought, you know what, the only statutes here were basically moral statutes, and we didn't want to charge this guy. And Wyman said, you really don't want to charge him, do you? He said, no, not really. So we just called his dad to come and get him, but he still had that ticket. And he said, I never will forget that you gave me that ticket, but you never really charged me to go to court or anything. And he's still around here in Jefferson City. So
do we still have a streaking ordinance? I mean, what penal codes
now that wouldn't even, no one would bat an eye today after everything going on. Yeah. Yep.
Well, thank you, Mark Schreiber. You're listening to Open Air Saturday here on News Radio 950 KWF, broadcasting live from Cotton Stone Gallery in downtown Jefferson City. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Your Jefferson City Hy-Vee is proud to support local high school teams and athletes. And no matter the season, you can count on Hy-Vee to save you money with daily deals Monday through Thursday and weekend deals too. And don't miss the Mega Ad, a month-long coupon book with 80 pages of coupons, fuel saver perks, and great deals on meat too. There's also Hy-Vee Food Bank Fridays, supporting local food banks with monetary and food donations. Good luck to all the local teams this season from your Jefferson City Hy-Vee.
The agents at State Farm Jefferson City and Holt Summit are big supporters of all local area high school sports. We are committed to supporting local and also committed to protecting you and your family. If it has been more than a year since you had your insurance evaluated, one of our local agents, like Bob McDonough, Brad Hutchison, or Trudy Summers, would love to review your coverage to make sure you have the protection you need with a surprisingly great rate. Visit statefarm.com to find your agent and get a quote today.
They are the three most common resolutions in the U.S. Lose weight, stop smoking, and save more money. But maybe you fall into a different group. Those looking for a new career in 2023. So let the search begin at MimmoHires.com. Gone are the days of having to compete with thousands of other applicants on the national job sites. At MimmoHires.com, you'll see tons of open positions with local companies right here in Mim, Missouri. Start fresh in 2023 and log on to MimmoHires.com. That's MimmoHires.com.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking, guaranteed, for only $49.99. Thursday, January 26th at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Jefferson City. Weight loss seminar 5:30, stop smoking seminar at 8 p.m. Or Saturday, January 28th at the Holiday Inn in East Columbia. Weight loss seminar at 11 a.m., stop smoking at 2.
Vaccines can protect you from serious diseases adults can be at risk for. Take the quiz at cdc.gov/vaccines to learn more. Or call 1-800-CDC-INFO. Then talk with your healthcare professional. Don't wait. Vaccinate.
KWOS Saturday Open Air with Hal Dooley and the whole crew.
Hey, you started letting me go.
Welcome back to Open Air Saturday on News Radio 950 KWS, visiting with a bevy of people at the Cotton Stone Gallery downtown Jefferson City. Jim Dyke hosting us once again today, and it's always crazy when we're at Jim Dyke's at Cotton Stone Gallery. It is so crazy. Now, people, listen up. Listen up, because we're going to pull a fast one on you. I got Brandon Rathert in Jefferson City at Cotton Stone Gallery, and he's going to talk to us. So this isn't Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. This is Saturday. And this guy's working on Saturday. Brandon, it's good to have you here. Thank you for being here.
Well, it's good to be here. I got to tell you, I'm just cruising, and I'm listening to 104.5 News Radio, KWOS, and I'm like, man, and I told you guys, it's like, it sounds like it's a group of farmers in a feed shop just having a grand old time like you did in the country back in the day on a Saturday morning. You gathered, you had coffee, and you talked about whatever was going on, and I got to tell you, it was so entertaining. It was alluring. I came in to see CDC Dykes Gallery here, and Edie's here, and everybody's here. City politicians are here, and drinking hot toddies and reading books called Musings of a Baby Boomer. So it's a good day.
It would be a good day. I tell you what, I'd like to see us hitting the road. I'd like to see us find an advertiser back in Ashland, Missouri, and have him come down, and we could hook up, and Marsha and I could come up, and we could have a show from Ashland, Missouri. You like the road work? I'd love the road work.
Yeah, I like the road work, but here's the thing. I keep saying, since I've used, I'm getting my refund on that, you know, the new gas tax mm-hmm. that went into effect. So all that beautiful road improvement you've seen because of the new 2.5 cent, now 5 cent gas tax, I get my refund, so you can't thank me for any of the new road tax. I got my $15. I saved all of those receipts.
What part of the city or state are you seeing road improvement?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You may not be seeing any because you ain't getting my money on the taxes, because, you know, you have the option. You can get a refund on the tax. And I'm apparently the only one who's done it in the entire state of Missouri.
Very few people have done that.
No.
But 63, they have done a lot of work. All the way from Jeff City up to Columbia, they've done a lot of work. Brandon, I want to find out what they're proposing with regard to the interchange of 63 and Highway 54. And what they're going to do there. And then they said there's not going to be any stop signs there when they get done. That means you're going to have those big, long, swooping roadways. And they're going to tear that place up for a long time. But that's going to be a big issue with you guys. And that's one of the things I'm interested in, is what they're going to do. And I'm going to try to get, maybe you can get Patrick McKenna on, which I'd love to see you do.
Yeah.
And get some of the details, or get our local district engineer on to talk about some of the details. I mean, we got enough problems with North Jefferson City trying to redo all of that. And of course, everybody's opposed to it except MoDOT, and that's typical. But anyway, that's the thing. But when they get around to upgrading 70 and getting into Boone County and the interchange right there between 50 and 63, that's going to be a mess for a long time. I hope they have a lot of public hearings down there.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess. It's one of those, it's necessary. They've been needing to do something there for a while. As a matter of fact, separately, I had been working on a private project completely, not to revamp the structure of the 6370 interchange, but kind of a beautification project that wouldn't utilize any tax dollars. Because think of it, even if you don't live in Columbia, 6370, for a lot of people coming from Kansas City or St. Louis, that's the gateway to our capital city. That's the gateway to mid-Missouri, and frankly, it looks like a dump. So we'd spent a lot of time. We had some people from landscaping come give us several different bids on what we can do. Like if you ever go to O'Fallon, Missouri, like mm-hmm. if you go to O'Fallon, they've jazzed it up. And to me, that's important when you live somewhere. It says, hey, we have some pride in where we live. Other people notice this. And the entryway into mid-Missouri, whether you're going to Kirksville, whether you're going to Jefferson City, California, the lakes, it's a dump. So we need to do something. So I'm glad they're finally going to fix that, and within that can do something that's a little bit more attractive, that's more reflective of people like Edie and Jim.
Well, the other thing, too, is there's a lot of businesses that are right on top of that intersection that they're going to have to displace if they're going to widen it out and do looping highway connectors where you don't have to stop and anything like that. So it's going to be a heck of an undertaking. It really is.
Yeah, it's going to be a massive undertaking, and just the entire – and I wonder, your take, which – the state of the state this week, which was the bigger deal? The pay raise for state employees. Cole County has about 14,000 to 15,000 people that work for the state. 14,000 to 15,000 people within 2 months, ideally – are going to have a raise. Is that bigger for mid-Missouri, or is it the expansioning and widening of I-70?
I think both. I think there's a different perspective on both of them. But, of course, a pay raise is going to bring additional money into central Missouri, mm-hmm. as you know. And, of course, the corridor I-70 from Kansas City to St. Louis is crucial for state-to-state transportation. I mean, when we talked about the bridge over at Roachport and having to shut that down for a little while. You know, the entire United States transportation industry, they weren't up in arms, but they were very concerned about it, because the rerouting around Missouri would be very difficult and very expensive for trucking to get stuff here. Because, well, we're not moving any product anyway, so it really doesn't make any difference. I mean, shelves are, that's a whole different story, isn't it, Brandon? Anyway, what do you got going next week?
So next week, so Monday on Wake Up Mid-Missouri on 104.5 News Radio 950 KWS, our Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, he's going to be in studio. He's going after a local school district. And this is interesting. I want to highlight this because a lot of times people think, well, that stuff happens in San Francisco. It happens in L.A. It doesn't happen here in the heart of America. And it has happened with school students here in the heart of America. And basically everybody, so is what happened. There's a school district. They took students to a city diversity event. And unbeknownst to parents, apparently there are drag queens there doing dancing and stuff, and parents are livid in this school district. They're pulling the Alec Baldwin defense. Somebody's responsible, but it wasn't me. It's what Alec Baldwin told George Stephanopoulos.
What's your take on that?
I think the gun shot him.
He didn't have anything to do with it. He was just an innocent bystander.
I think he's an idiot. That's my take.
Thank you. There's two of us. I agree with that.
But yeah, there's three of us. Edie's in too. But that's the defense from Columbia Public Schools is somebody's to blame, but it's not us. So they're going after the city. Yeah. I reached out to the city manager just to give you an idea, and I don't want to use the word cover up. I don't want to oversell this, but the city manager and I have a healthy relationship. I reached out to the city manager and said, hey, what did you guys do? What's going on? He texts me back, says, who's this? I don't have a number attached to this text. I'm looking at our text. We have text history. He knows who I am. Nobody's wanting to answer questions. Somebody's going to have to now because our governor, Mike Parson, yesterday and our new attorney, General Bailey, said, hey, we'd like to chat with y'all. So, as a matter of fact, yeah, Mr. Bailey's going to be here in the KWOS studio Monday morning, 7:30.
Very good. Hey, while we've got him, Mark Schreiber, you got any questions for Brandon?
I don't.
Edie?
No, I was very interested in that event that happened up in Columbia just from listening on and off, which I do, you know, and not glued to your radio, but it's okay because I felt like, hey, this is, you're right, it's in our base. Well, Columbia, for us Jeffersonians, we've always looked at Columbia as the kingdom of Boone, you know, and
sure.
So we and you refer to us as farmers sitting around chatting. That's a serious, I think it's a serious situation that is going to trickle down to the smaller school districts.
And it's, yeah.
And nobody, like you're saying, nobody wants to take responsibility for it. And I didn't realize the parents were.
And that's things we do need to worry about, whether it's here or Callaway, wherever we are.
Yes.
He mentioned a while ago the issue of the highway department. One of the things that's disturbed me greatly as a city council person the last 8 years is I wish the General Assembly or some others would tell the highway department they need to clean up the trash. That's the number one thing that really bothers me. And everybody says, well, why don't they get some inmates out? Well, you got to remember that most of the offenders that they have now, number one, they don't have the staff to cover them because they can't get people to hire as corrections officers. They're so short. And, you know, so that's one of the big issues as far as I'm concerned is that I don't care how they spend their money, they need to pick the trash up first. Because you go to other states, you don't see that problem. And that's the biggest embarrassment for me is all the trash around the state and particularly coming into the capital city, which if they just clean that up, then it would look 2,000% better than what it does right now.
I would agree. I mean, it's something Brandon talked about with regard to the interchange at 50 and 63 in Columbia. And the beautification and the justification, because we just went down to Florida and, you know, we went through Tennessee and Alabama and Mississippi, and all these states look pretty good compared to us. Even the roadways look just as good. So there's a lot of work that we need to do, and that sort of bothers me too. And in 2023 today, and then we have trash. There's two sides to that. One is we're not picking it up as a state, and two, it's our users of the roadways are. How can you throw McDonald's wrappers and stuff out right in the middle of the street? I don't understand that at all. So we got a lot of work to do on both sides, as far as MoDOT cleaning things up. And we try to do that here. You know, we got organizations. I know part of the Marine Corps League that we pick up part of Highway 50 West. The Lions Club does the same thing. But we shouldn't have to rely on a civic club to pick up the trash.
Are you saying that the taxpayers could take care of this for free just by wait until they get home to throw their bags out and their cups and stuff?
Yeah, and I see trash out in front of your place, too, and you don't do that.
No, I just picked it up. I pick it up every day out here.
But what do we do about it? Oh, there's somebody putting something in the trash receptacle that the city provides. That's unusual, though.
So if we'd all just clean up after ourselves, that'd be a free solution to the problem.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, it's been a great show. Mark Schreiber, 5th Ward City Councilman. Appreciate you being on 80.
Thank you.
Making a comeback, of course, Cousin Easy. Jim Dock, always appreciate you hosting us. And we can do this again, right?
Yes.
All right, we'll do that again. Brandon, you're always welcome anytime.
Thank you. Thank you, House. Thank you. It's good to meet and see some of y'all. It really is. Thanks for letting me crash your party. I know you got your thing going, and then all of a sudden I'm here. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
All right. Thank you for listening. Open Air Saturday on News Radio 950 KWS. And I want to wish everybody a safe weekend, and be safe out there.
News Radio 950 and on FM at 104.5 KWOS Jefferson City. It's 9 o'clock.
A somber service in Ukraine's capital. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Flowers were laid on seven flag-draped coffins in Kyiv.